Get up. Nikki and Tamello when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
There's a brand new 50 cent coin out that's got something going on that has never happened before on Australian currency, apparently. Came out this week. Features 14 different translations for the word money from Australian Indigenous languages.
That's cool.
Not that they necessarily had words for money, but as it turns out, it includes the Noongar word for stone, granite, rock and money, which is apparently boya.
Hmm. There you go. If I ever use cash again, yeah, maybe one day I'll see a 50 cent coin.
Maybe. We're just catching up with old technology, aren't we? April 10, so it's today, in the States, is Hug Your Dog Day.
Oh, I can do that. That's for sure.
But make sure it's your dog or that at least you have the owner's permission.
It's a very, very weird world.
Just a friendly bit of advice.
Okay.
As we head into Easter. And, of course, we remember not to feed our human chocolate to furry friends.
Exactly. Right? Buy doggy chocolate if you must.
Yeah. But do you know that theobromine that's the stuff that's dangerous.
Right.
It doesn't just build up in dogs and prove fatal. Did you know that it's also poisonous to humans? And according to a reputable source, it would have a fatal effect if you ate 10 kilos of chocolate.
Is that a challenge?
That's exactly what I thought when you say it like that.
Is that a challenge?
10 kilos? I could do that for breakfast.
Watch me.
It's time for Nikki and Tamello's Game of the Day. Today's game is 5 in 10.
Taking a chance with us today is Ben from Hall's Head. Morning, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Morning.
Welcome. Now.
Thank you.
That's all right. Got a double in season to check out Disney's Dumbo, which looks pretty good. Up for grabs here.
Yeah, looks awesome.
We'll put 10 seconds on the clock. I'll give you a topic, and you're just going to come up with 5 things that fit it. You ready for it?
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's do it, hey?
Here it comes. Clock ready. Can you name me 5 green vegetables?
Beans, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, and peas.
Oh!
That's 5?
That's 5. Done! Nice. Just like that.
Look at that, not thrown at all by the clock.
Well done, Ben. Cool, calm and collected. I love it.
Yeah.
And Dumbo tickets are all yours.
Well done.
Thank you.
Choice. You know, legends when it comes to consumer information.
Reviewing.
They review.
Yep.
They tell you the cheapest, the best value, the best, you know, quality. Well, they've done some studies into Easter foods. Chocolate in particular.
The eggs.
Not the most scientific approach, though. They put 14 kids in a room and fed them chocolate.
Wow. I would hate to be in that room at the same time.
Or B, looking after them. Yeah. Afterwards, but also 14. That's not a terribly high number as a sample size. So, anyway.
Yeah, not really. And if they're all chatting to each other, they're going to be like, yeah, this one's the best. Yeah, you know what I mean?
This one's the shiniest. I like this one.
Shiniest.
So, anyway, one bunny, when the review of bunnies was done, came up trumps. And there's no arguments with the bunnies. First place, the lint bunny.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Followed by the Cadbury milk, dairy milk bunny.
I accept.
With the Aldi and Woolies bunnies last. So, that's fair. In the egg department, weirdly, the winner was the red tulip hollow egg. The winner?
Red tulip winning.
Now, second was the Sweet William, which is dairy, gluten and nut-free. It's a vegan egg.
Stop that. That's not an egg.
And the Cadbury dairy milk egg was third.
What's going on there?
Well, see,
the
I go
Cadbury
back to...
The Cadbury eggs are the best.
Sorry, but 14 kids is not quite enough for a choice survey. So, I don't know.
As if kids are picking the vegan chocolate.
I feel like I need to try it, though.
Apparently,
you can get it from Aldi. So.
Okay. Let's give it a go.
That's our job for this afternoon. We'll report back tomorrow.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With your host, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, Lori Loughlin and her husband are being offered a plea deal over their college admission scam that would send them to prison for at least 2 years.
Wow.
TMZ reports that all of the parents involved in the scandal have been offered plea deals, but prosecutors will only accept pleas with prison time attached. They've given all defendants an ultimatum, reach a plea deal quickly or else they'll go to a federal grand jury and charges will be added. Pretty full on stuff. Felicity Huffman yesterday pled guilty and may only serve as little as 4 months because she got in early.
Right. Out of a potential?
20 years, they said, is the maximum.
This is for dodging things to get your kids into uni.
Yeah, paying massive sums of money to get your kid into uni. And like rowing teams when they don't even row. I don't understand it. No. But anyway, it happens when you have too much money. Now, Khalid, Sam Smith, Panic at the Disco, Normani, Lauren Daigle and host Kelly Clarkson will all be performing at this year's Billboard Music Awards. The 2019 BBMA is hosted by Clarkson for the second consecutive year. Will air in Las Vegas on the 1st of May. Now, Eddie Murphy has confirmed that a sequel to the classic 80s comedy Coming to America is, well, coming.
Sexy carpet!
One of the greatest band names ever created.
Look, one of the greatest movies ever. Cool, okay.
Yeah, so Eddie and co-star, I hope I'm saying this right, Arsenio Hall, yeah. There we go. Announced the news yesterday via Instagram in a photo of themselves in their Coming to America costumes and the caption, "It's official, preliminary fittings for Coming to America 2. So it will be expected to hit cinemas sometime in 2020.
Arsenio will be so pleased that we don't know how to say his name.
Sorry about that, Arsenio. And Madonna is set to perform at Eurovision this year.
Ah.
She will perform two songs at the Song Contest in Israel next month and has apparently been working on a new album for some time now, so maybe some new music she'll be performing.
She won't be representing a country, though,
will
she?
No, just a guest.
They're not letting America into Europe as well now, are they?
May as well call it the World Song Contest. Pro-Palestinian activists are calling for a boycott of the song contest, though, with more than 50 British celebs, including Roger Waters, and Peter Gabriel, demanding that the 2019 contest be relocated. So a bit of controversy there.
Interesting.
Our very own Kate Miller-Heike is this year's Australian representative, though, with her song Zero Gravity.
The voice is high. It's sung from a dress that quite possibly may be the tallest I've ever seen.
Wowee.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6. 97.3, Coast FM.